WUWM is providing a steady stream of stories about the stark realities of racial segregation in Metro Milwaukee. Today, we explore how environmental health and justice figure into Milwaukee's segregated landscape. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz found an intricate tapestry of challenge and hope.
Antoine Carter folds his tall frame into his gray sedan to show me pieces of his childhood, starting with the duplex on East Chambers.
I remember drugs and gangs and outdoor football and people getting jumped and all sorts of stuff, you know. Just, I don't know, living in this area in the 90s, I was a little too young to understand what everything that was going on, but I still could see that, like, things weren't right.
Carter's mom, a carpenter, raised her young son on her own. He points to a cluster of tall trees across from where they lived two moves later on West Finn Place.
Back here was called the jungle behind this house.
Carter recalls spending hours there shooting baskets, but not all jungle activity was fun and games. He says by the time he was 15, many of his friends were selling drugs and most went to jail. Carter still asks himself,
how was I the one person spared, you know? And it wasn't that, like, I was overly bright and I was going to be a biochemist and they knew that, or that I had scholarships or something.
Part of the reason literally lies around the corner, the place where Carter stepped into environmental justice work.
This is the Community Hands Garden on 24th and Keefe Avenue.
Even on a gray winter day, it's a spectrum of color, raised beds awaiting spring planting, a simple structure to deliver shade and rainwater, two large cisterns for watering, and murals. Carter says something good came out of this place of sadness.
There used to be a house here, but a friend of mine who lived here was killed, and then another friend of mine was killed on the steps of this house. And so they really tore down the house because the vibes were just horrible. It was just somber.
Carter's mom led the neighborhood effort to create the garden and dragged her son to check out the nonprofit called Groundwork Milwaukee. Before he knew it, Carter was a crew leader.
Yeah, so, you know, we hire young people to assist with the gardens.
Today, he brings neighbors together to envision what they want their urban green space, the empty lots in their neighborhood, to become.
Part of environmental justice is being thorough and diligent in at really being aware of who should be leading, who should be the voice that leads a particular project. It isn't me, it isn't an alderman, it isn't a mayor or a president, it is the residents. And so I just like showing this project because it shows what the residents have in their heads. It shows what the young kids in this neighborhood have in their hands. The more and more projects we get like this, the more and more pride can be displayed, and then I think more investment.
3 miles south, 8 teenagers spent months exploring environmental concerns in the Lindsay Heights neighborhood, where the youth mentoring organization Running Rebels is based. 18-year-old Tiana Miner says learning about health threats associated with lead from deteriorating water pipes in soils and from old paint captivated her.
Like, I would go home, or like if I'm on the bus or something, I'm on my way home, I would see certain stuff that we like pointed out as far as like the gas or the paint or anything in old houses. And then like I would get home and like I would tell my mom about certain stuff that like I learned and all that stuff. She was like, oh really? Like, I didn't know that.
Miner says the teens looked at their environment as never before. They inspected empty lots and alleys, as well as urban gardens, snapping photos and then putting words to the images.
We didn't just go out and like, oh, I like this, let's take a picture. No, because all you're going to see is just a picture of some grass or a picture of some trash or something. You're going to be like, okay, we know this is about poverty or whatever, but what does this explain essentially about this group?
Yet the Running Rebels team also interpreted environmental concerns not so much in terms of water or air quality, but in fundamental terms. 17-year-old Chelo Nusan's concerns boil down to an absence of trust.
The neighborhood is not connected, you know. Neighbors don't trust each other. It's just not, it don't feel safe no more. It don't feel like home, you know. Feel like you got to watch your back, you know what I'm saying? You in your own neighborhood, that shouldn't be, you know. So we got to build that trust factor back up in the community.
Davida Flowers Shanklin imagines a map when thinking of environmental issues that have come with segregation in Milwaukee.
When you overlay the segregation maps, if you overlay that with the maps of our watershed, you can see that most of our segregation is also aligned with like where the rivers trisect the city.
Milwaukee, she says, was built on a swamp. And some neighborhoods that have faced flooding and basement problems are those where poor people of color have lived.
So like the Menominee and the Kinnickinnick is the south side, and there's like the Latino poor neighborhoods, and then the Milwaukee River, like the free-flowing, like dam-free part is, you know, the east side where like white people live.
When it comes to appreciating the area's green spaces, Flowers Shanklin says she isn't sure how comfortable city kids feel. She grew up in Milwaukee and considered Washington Park her oasis. Now, as an educator at the Urban Ecology Center there, it's her job to break down barriers that have developed.
When I started, we had a new group of kids start coming to the center. One of my like earliest memories with them is taking them through the park. And when we say park, they think playground. So we'd say, we're going to the park. And they're like, yes, we're going to swing. And we're like, nope, we're going to go play outside on the grass, go to the prairie. And they're like, what? That's not the park. We think that this is like a natural, beautiful place, but to them, like, it reminds them of like vacant lots or a place that could be unsafe or that someone is hiding.
Flower Shanklin says there are layer upon layer of environmental challenges and disconnects to heal in segregated Milwaukee. She believes tackling them will require one-on-one relationships. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.